I'm delighted to be joined now by the winner of the US Blind Open Golf Championship, Barry McCluskey. Barry's going to talk a little bit about his life, how he got involved in the game, and his sight condition, keratoconus. But before we chat about all those things, you weren't always interested in golf. It was another sport that was your first love. One with the ball slightly bigger, football.
Yeah, that's correct. My dad used to play for Celtic, and, you know, it kind of rubbed off on me. First love was football.
And you were a decent player yourself.
Yeah, I played to a pro youth level and then played junior football when I was younger.
Unfortunately, though, Barry, when you were in your mid-teens, that's when you would first notice problems with your eyesight.
When my keratoconus was first diagnosed, it was around about the age of 16, 17.
And I'm assuming, like most boys your age, you had dreams of making the big time.
Well, I was like every other boy in the west of Scotland, you know, has a dream of playing professional football at the highest level that they can, but obviously my condition worsened quite quickly and my dreams were shattered.
Looking back, it must have been quite difficult to comprehend and deal with that as a 16, 17-year-old.
Yeah, of course it was difficult, you know, but yeah, I always had faith in the hospital that they could try and correct it in some way.
Am I correct in saying you weren't actually registered partially sighted until fairly recently?
I still had the hope right up until January 2018 when they registered me partially sighted, you know, and told me that they couldn't do any more for me.
For anyone that's not aware of your condition, Barry, how does it affect your eye and your vision?
So, basically, my cornea and my eye goes out of shape. So, anybody with normal eyes have the front of their eyes shaped like a football. Mine is now shaped like a rugby ball, so I don't take light perception in properly. At the age of 18, I went through my first corneal transplant. You know, and after that, I was told I couldn't play any more contact sports. So, all my football, everything else is out the window, and that's when I kind of took up, you know, golf.
And in those first few years playing golf, I assume just for fun, could you have had any idea what direction you were going to end up going in?
No, not at all. You know, just playing golf with my friends socially. You know, I didn't become a member of a golf club till I was in my late 20s, you know, so it was just a social event with friends. And, you know, there was a couple of wee golf outings running for the local pub that I drank in and stuff like that. So, you know, it was a social event more than anything for me at that time.
So when were you first noticed? When did the first chance come around to represent your country in the blind golf?
It was actually when my doctor in the hospital told me that he was going to register me partially sighted. I asked the question of how is this going to affect my golf? And he said, well, do you know that there's a Scottish Blind Golf Society? And you would, with the current condition of your eyes, you would qualify to play for them. So I contacted Scottish Blind Golf when I came out of the hospital that day. And
they fast-tracked you?
Yeah, they kind of did fast-track me, actually, because I got my sight. They asked me to fill in my sight classification form, which I'd done, and they sent it away, and I played my first event in May 2018.
So before we talk about the US Blind Golf Open, explain to the listeners how blind golf differs from golf.
Well, there actually isn't any rule changes. There only is one rule change. A blind golfer can ground a club in a hazard is the only rule change from normal golf. Also, a blind golfer has a guide on the golf course. So basically, they have a person there with them to follow them round who will line them up for shots, give them distances, give them, you know, slopes on greens, tell them if there's any hazards in the way, and watch where their ball goes as soon as they strike it.
Now, even though we're giving you all the plaudits today, thoroughly deserved, of course. When you first started, you actually had a bit of an accident with one of your guides with one of your shots.
Yes, I was actually in the tee at one point, and my guide, Jerry, he says to me, why don't you come out sideways? And I decided that I wanted to, you know, try and go for the green, and the ball actually ricocheted off a tree and come back and hit him.
In a sensitive area.
Yeah, in a very sensitive area, yeah.
So tell us about this Open in the United States. What was the format? How many rounds did you have to go through?
So the format was the stroke play. It was over 2 days of competition. So on the first day, I had a 79, which kind of kept me up there, round about it. And then going into the last day, I had an 82. But with 5 holes to go, I thought I had blew it. You know, I played 2 bad iron shots, and my head had went. I thought I'd absolutely blew it.
How did you manage then to get yourself back on track?
Well, it was actually my guide, Jerry. We were walking off the 12 green and he kind of grabbed me and says to me, come on, you get your act together. You're still in this. You've still got a chance here. His words to me actually were, I've got a wee boy, Rory, who's 7. He says to me, why don't you think Rory's watching you and just play it nice and easy? And I finished the last 5 holes really strongly with 3 birdies in the last 5 holes, which got me over the line.
And was there a big crowd there cheering you on?
There wasn't really a massive crowd, you know, but when you go to the ball at night, you're still not sure if you've won it or not, you know what I mean? You get people coming up saying well played and stuff, but you're not 100% sure. And, you know, I was kind of speaking to Jerry and Jerry was saying, look, it is what it is. If you've won it, you've won it. If you've not, you've not, you know. And then when you're sitting at the gala ball and they shout your name out, you know, it's an amazing feeling, you know what I mean? It's just my emotions just came right over the top of me, you know what I mean? Because I've been through so much in the last year with, you know, losing my sight, trying to get a guide, you know, trying to get used to playing golf.
It must have been a special feeling, Barry, returning home with that trophy to show your dad. He must have been really proud of you.
Oh, of course it was, you know, and my mum and dad have been a tremendous support for me as well as my 3 sisters, you know, and, you know, they were super, super proud of me. And I had actually sent my mum a message from America, but obviously there was an 8-hour time difference, so she never got it. But she woke up at 4 in the morning and seen that I had won and woke the full house up, you know.
Wow.
So to come back and see them and see my wee boy, and, you know, it didn't really sink in until my wee boy asked me to show him the trophy, you know what I mean? And now my mum sits the trophy in pride of place next to my dad's medals, you know. You know, it's a proud moment for me and it's a proud moment for my family, and it's testament to Scottish Blind Golf, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it's the guys who gave me the opportunity to go along and play in their competitions, and, you know, it pays them back a wee bit as well.
What advice would you give to anyone that's thinking about giving this game a go?
I would encourage anybody to take up blind golf. It's the most sociable thing I've ever done. All the guys in Scottish Blind Golf are absolutely tremendous to play golf with, you know what I mean? And it's more of a social event. You know, there is a competitive nature as well, but being in amongst like-minded people and, you know, people suffering from similar conditions to what you are and similar challenges in everyday life, it's a tremendous thing. I would encourage anybody to take up Scottish Blind Golf, you know what I mean? It's a fantastic thing.
You've got some celebrity fans as well. Stephen Gallagher, the golfer, and Kevin Bridges, the comedian, to name a few.
Yeah, Stephen and Kevin have been brilliant with me. They've both, you know, contributed to me getting to America and stuff.
And also we must mention your sponsors as well, Barry. They've been really important and you wouldn't have been able to get where you are just now without their help.
Yeah, sponsorship's massive, you know what I mean? For me, I'm very competitive and I want to get to the top of the sport, you know what I mean? A lot of disabled sports don't get a lot of funding, especially individual sports. And to get somebody to back you, you know, it's quite difficult. And I've been very, very lucky with the backing that I've had. There was a couple of guys who know my dad through Celtic and stuff. Guys like Gordon McClellan, Martin McCrum, Sean McGowan and Patrick Rowlands put a charity night on for me along with my dad and raised me, you know, a lot of money, which allowed me to get to America. And obviously, you know, I've got Kevin and Stephen in my corner as well. And also, you know, Harper McLeod, the big lawyer firm in Glasgow, I've got them in my corner as well. So I've been very lucky with sponsorship, you know, but I know a lot of guys don't get it. And I would encourage, you know, anybody who wishes to sponsor anything to do with blind golf to get in touch with Scottish Blind Golf.
Yeah, yeah. If anyone would like to keep up with how you're doing, Barry, how can they do so?
I have my own website, so it's Barry McCluskey Blind Golfer. I'm also on Twitter as Barry McCluskey Blind Golfer and Facebook as Barry McCluskey Blind Golfer, so people can follow me on there, and all my information's on there if anybody wants to get in contact with me. There's also links to Scottish Blind Golf within my free media channel, so you can get in contact with me, and if you need any information on Scottish Blind Golf, I can pass it on to you.
Well, Barry, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you today. You're a real inspiration. It's been brilliant hearing your backstory. Good luck for the future, and we'll no doubt speak to you again soon.
No bother, Barry. Thank you very much. Thank you.